Our own John Decker, White House correspondent, joining us. Former Vice President Mike Pence. It may explain, it may not, John. It may explain, it may not, why Mike Pence has sort of put his toe out there. He's been on the show a couple times, very seriously considering running for president. But, and I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, the former administration, and hypothetically, or maybe not hypothetically, you'll tell us, will he have to testify before a federal grand jury about the events leading up to January 6th? And then you have the whole Trump factor. Take it away, John.
Well, that's right. So yesterday, a federal district court judge ruled that Mike Pence needs to testify before this grand jury that's been impaneled here in Washington, D.C. He's compelled to submit to this subpoena that has been brought forward by this grand jury. And as a result, Mike Pence must decide whether to appeal that ruling, although he seemed to be satisfied with the ruling that came out in the sense that they decided that Mike Pence needs to disclose his conversations, his communications with his boss, former President Donald Trump, in the days leading up to January 6th, but doesn't need to disclose his communications with the former president on January 6th itself.
And my understanding is, unrelated to this, that the grand jury in Manhattan, the DA, is reconvening today in that Trump, Stormy Daniels, Michael Cohen case.
Well, from my understanding is that any indictment, if there is one, would not be announced until next week. The last witness that testified was on Monday of this week, Jack, that witness being the former publisher of the National Enquirer. And it's the second time that that Manhattan grand jury has heard from that particular witness. It leads one to believe that they are slowly but surely wrapping up their probe in terms of that hush money payment made to Stormy Daniels. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yep, we'll see. John Decker, our own White House correspondent. Make it a great Wednesday. Thank you, John.
Thank you.